Delighted to be joined on the line by the principal of Park National School, Orla Burke. Good afternoon, Orla. How are you?
Good afternoon, Eric. Thanks very much for this opportunity.
You're very welcome indeed. We're delighted to have you on. You want to tell us a little bit about Park National School. Fire away.
My pleasure. I just want everybody to know how special our school is. Park National School is a rural school with two mainstream teachers and one full-time FEN teacher. It's located between Yall and Killa. And I'd just like to tell everybody what school has to offer.
Right.
So the school is made up of two very large classrooms with recently new flooring put down, up-to-date IT laptops, iPads, interactive whiteboards. We have two SEN rooms, one inside and one outside larger room, with a sensory area as well. So I'd just like to tell you about the activities and initiatives that go on in our school.
Yeah.
So we have, in the junior room, we have the ASTER initiative. And for people that don't know, it's a child-based learning initiative that emphasises play and child-led discovery, improving language, literacy, numeracy and social skills. We have the Matasarang initiative, which is a numeracy intervention and has a proven record in improving mathematical strategies, concepts, through learning-based activity and understanding at a deep level. In the senior room, we have fantastic initiatives such as STEM, which is science, technology, energy, and mathematics combined. And the senior room spend a lot of time with coding, IT, project work, PowerPoint, and other activities. We have an excellent SEN group of teachers who do initiatives such as literacy liftoff in both rooms, which really improves the language in the school. We do a drama activity every year, usually in form of a play. We have performed Oliver, December to Remember, and Ralph the Reindeer, and many more dramas for our community. Our outdoor facilities include GA, soccer pitch, basketball court, an outdoor maze, outdoor ASTER, and we have a Green Schools flag and a Health Promoting flag. And the children are very much engaged in planting vegetables, and we have a fantastic SMA who does baking and makes soup and everything with the children from the produce they pick from our garden. We're looking into an after school and breakfast club presently. We have an excellent PA, board of management and staff that all work together happily with the parents and children. It's quite a hidden gem, and though we are a small school, we have a big heart. And if you choose to send your child to Park National School, you are going to have the best that education can offer. And we will certainly look after your child in every sense. We have a lovely staff that all get on well together, and the children are prospering. We have a small school, but we have large grounds. So we can well look after every child in our school.
Just listening to the amount of stuff that's there compared to when I went to school. Mother of God, it's unbelievable. Yes, some selection of stuff there. Even kids doing coding and all that kind of stuff, even at primary school level. I think that's amazing.
Oh, it's amazing. We have, though we are a small school, we have a very upskilled staff, and we have up-to-date technologies. It's a beautiful, bright school, and there's lovely learning taking place in a nice way. You couldn't get better, in my opinion.
What kind of catchment area have you got up there, Orla? I mean, I know that is in the Killa Parish, but it's very close to the halfway bar there, I suppose, isn't it?
That's right. So basically, where the school is situated, it's between Killa and Yall. There are two ways to get to it. I'm sure there are many ways to get to it.
Yep.
But if you're travelling down to the Ryan Canoe roundabout, if you take the Tallow Road, if you continue with that road, you can turn left. There's a sign
yep.
Park National School. Another way to go to the school is that if you're on the Killa to Yall Road and just past Killa at East Cork Oil, you can turn left and you'll find your school down that way. There are signs at the Rankinu roundabout and also at the Tallow Road, which will tell you more about the school. And on our website and our Facebook page, we have more information plus a flyer to advertise our school.
And, if people are interested in enrolling in the school, how do they go about it?
Excellent question. So basically, we have the admissions notice, the admissions policy, and various forms on our website. And our website is www.parknationalschool.ie. We have a Facebook page. We have, if you want to email the school, parknationalschool@gmail.com is the email address. Mm-hmm. For the attention of Orla Burke, the principal, and I will forward whatever admission forms or answer any queries that you might have. So I suppose the first port of call, you can look at our website, you can email the school or phone the school at 024-97282.
And I suppose all of the good thing about the smaller schools, if we want to call it that, is it's there's a lot more, it's a lot more family feel there, I presume, and there's a lot more attention given to the kids as well, isn't there?
Oh, that's right. The beauty of our school is that the children have plenty of space to run around. They've plenty of space to social distance under the current situation we find ourselves in. They have the most excellent form of education, and individual attention is huge in our school because we have the capacity to give it. We have an excellent full-time SEN position. We have two experienced mainstream class teachers. We have a brilliant staff who all attend to each and every child individually, be it whatever their needs, be it to challenge them on or to address their educational needs. So we're quite lucky in that respect.
Yeah, and I mean, at the end of the day, that's all parents want really, is their kids to get to be looked after and get the best possible education that's there. And it certainly sounds like you have it in spades there in Park. Fair play to you. There's great credit to you. Anything else you'd like to let us know about, Orla?
Yeah, I just want to pay tribute to the staff, the fantastic board of management that all work together brilliantly, and the fantastic active PA, Parents Association, who do so much for the school in terms of fundraising and everything else. But every parent in the school plays their part in helping the school to be such a success as it is. So I want to thank everyone, and also the children as well, who without the children we wouldn't have the school.
Yeah.
And I just like on how they have engaged with remote teaching and learning since our closure in March.
Yes, I was just going to ask you that. How is that going with it? How do they find it? Or obviously it's not ideal. Are they getting used to it probably at this stage, are they?
Absolutely. I mean, looking back on the closure in March, when we thought initially that it was only going to be 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Everybody pulled their weight to try and help the children as much as possible. And as we know, it continued. And we adapted and engaged with remote teaching and learning. Since then, we developed the educational platform Seesaw in our school. And we were using it in school prior to the closure this time. So when it happened after Christmas and the school was in closure form again, we seamlessly were able to adapt to the remote teaching and learning, and that's parents, children and staff alike.
Yeah.
So it is going very well, and the parents and children and staff get a chance to communicate on a daily basis through this educational platform. And it's lovely for the children to hear our voices and for us to hear the children's voices. And so it's quite a success.
And I suppose, fingers crossed, you'll be seeing all those kids in person over the next few weeks.
Oh, fingers crossed.
And I'm sure you're probably looking forward to yourselves anyway at this stage as well, getting back there and getting a regular day down.
Absolutely. Everybody is really, really looking forward to going back. And could I just say a few things there that I forgot to mention earlier? I mentioned that we have a green school flag. We're working on an active school flag, and we have a health promoting flag. I would just like to say that we are very competitive as well, in a nice way. We have entered football, soccer competitions, and did well and got to the second round last year. We are quite entered cross-country running, drama, music. I don't think there's any area that Park National School can't offer your child if you choose to send your child to a
Well, you're definitely after selling it to me. Unfortunately, mine are all growing up, so I can't go there. So, so that's all. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you. And if you need to come on to us again, we'd be delighted to hear from you once more, okay?
Absolutely. I think I mentioned that we're looking into the after school and breakfast club as well, which may suit parents, working parents, or parents in general. So we're looking into that series as well, you know?
Brilliant stuff. Brilliant stuff. All right, thank you very much.
All right, for me, Margaret.
Cheers, Sláinte. Bye-bye.
Thank you.